Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last night, Colorado had quite a storm, and Maranatha Christian Center, that's where we're located. That's where Denver Bible Church meets on Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings. It's in Arvada. And what a haircut and a shave these 18 beautiful wooded acres got last night with the storm. Well, today we're going to talk about Maranatha Christian Center because you very likely have kids or grandkids or young people you care about, how they grow up, how they learn their worldview, how they prepare for either college or just for adulthood. And there is a recent report called The Forgotten Middle. And in the studio, I have Pat Loser, who is the secondary director at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. Pat, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here.
Well, Pat, can you tell me about this research? The report is called The Forgotten Middle.
The Forgotten Middle, yes. It was a booklet that was put out by the College Board, and it was very much targeting middle school and the preparations that are done in late elementary and middle school to get kids ready to go to college and really laying the foundation for being ready
for
to do well
for your life, whatever you do.
Exactly.
But they're looking at going to college, but it really doesn't matter if you're going into a career. And tell me if I got the report right. It seems like as statistically – either you're ready for your life by eighth grade, or it's too late statistically. The kids who are not ready by eighth grade, they are not going to get ready in ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th grades.
Not get ready or be greatly handicapped.
Greatly handicapped.
Mm-hmm. Really, up until eighth grade, the foundations are laid, and anything that's done after that pretty much is just adding to what they already have. And if they don't have that foundation, they are going to be at least handicapped.
Yeah. So, of course, we don't give up on a child. If I have a child who's in eighth going into ninth grade and he can't read well, he's terrible at math, I'm not going to give up on him. In fact, I'm going to put on a full court press.
Absolutely.
And make sure he's got a Christian education, and I'm going to work hard with him. But statistically, those kids who are not doing well by eighth grade, after they get out of high school, they're still not doing well.
Usually they don't, yes. Mm.
And so what about Maranatha? Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. Cheryl and I, we have our boys. We have seven boys. And they've been coming to Maranatha on and off for 20 years, long time. And this school has a great heritage, of course. Mm-hmm. It's, like I said, 18 beautiful wooded acres with wonderful animals and the pond, and it's just an extraordinary place to be. But then the Christian heritage, it's well over 25 years now, sharing the gospel and a Christian education with young people.
That's correct. And actually, Pastor, I remember your older boys when they were in preschool, because I've been with the school for 20 years. So I do remember your boys when they were in preschool.
Yeah, isn't that extraordinary?
Yes,
So how are children prepared for life at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada?
Well, academically, the preparation begins at age 2 years old. We actually start using curriculum with our two-year-olds.
Because now, you have a preschool.
We do.
What, you go from 2 years through 12th grade?
We actually go from 1 year to 12th grade now.
Okay.
We have added a toddler center in our school that is absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But we actually start using curriculum, academic curriculum, at two. But much of the preparation for life begins at one. We start teaching respect for authority. We start teaching obeying, all of those things that are life skills.
Could I see if I could remember what our boys were taught here when they were very young about what it means to obey?
Right.
To obey means right action, right attitude, right away.
Right. Exactly.
And they have learned that, and what a blessing to us as parents.
You know, one of the things that the report shared was that there were two academic behaviors that were found to have the greatest impact on both eighth grade course failures and ninth grade GPAs. Mm. And those two things were academic discipline, which is good work and study habits, and then orderly conduct.
Hmm.
So those two things particularly are reflected in the fact that we teach them to obey,
mm-hmm.
And not just the teacher's words, but also God's word. That is implemented in every area of life from the very beginning at Maranatha through college, high school graduation. And that is very, very reflective in the fact that we have so many of our students graduate and go on. 98% of our students go to four-year university.
Wow. Pat Lozer is the director of secondary education here at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. And before we go on, I want to tell you about a dear friend of mine who is in Phoenix. He's moving his family. They used to live in Colorado. His name is Bill Potter. Well, Bill Potter was raised, if I could recall, not in a Christian family, but in first grade. It might have been first and second grade. They put him in Maranatha Christian Center. And today, Bill Potter is a strong Christian husband, father, faithful man, mm-hmm. faithful to the Lord. And I asked him about his conversion to Jesus Christ, and he says it was at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. That's one of how many lives have been touched right here on this campus. It is thousands upon thousands upon thousands of young people.
That's true.
Wow.
We just got a report this earlier this week, one of our alumni, who actually was one of my English students years ago, and just after he graduated, he published a book of poetry. And, you know, he was into photography, mm-hmm. and we just got word last week that he is actually going to the mission field.
Wow.
And that has just been such a joy to my heart
mm-hmm.
to hear that report.
Yeah, that is great. And so mm-hmm. many of the students who graduate here, you said go on to four-year colleges.
Yes, sir.
But, for example, Colorado School of Mines
mm-hmm.
is an elite engineering school
Absolutely.
For the oil and gas industry.
Mm-hmm.
And they just love Maranatha students.
They do. We send many of our graduates there every single school year.
Mm-hmm.
We have had graduates go to the Air Force Academy. We've had graduates go and study at Oxford in England.
Mm-hmm.
We have never had a student be rejected from CU in Boulder, DU mm-hmm. in Denver, CSU, UNC. So we're not just talking about being successful in the Christian realm. The character and academic aspects that are instilled into our students really give them the foundation to do well in a world that has, for the most part, rejects everything about Christ, and yet they love the product that Christian people produce.
And over the years, it's been many years, like I've said, but I've enjoyed working with some of the faculty.
Mm-hmm.
For example, our ministry, we reach out to people to show creation.
Right.
And that we have not evolved from animals. We're not animals. Well, Maranatha Christian Center, as you come in the front door, there's a huge rock. I don't know what it weighs, but it is a huge boulder, and it's engraved with Genesis 1:1.
Right.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I recall a debate we had with folks, downtown Denver, a moderated debate in a church, and it was one of Maranatha's science teachers mm-hmm. that was on the team with me, two of us, against two people who thought the earth is, you know, billions of years old.
Mm-hmm.
Another science teacher who was a leader on a project for the Hubble telescope in space.
Right.
He's a lead engineer on building part of the Hubble. You guys have had the most extraordinary people over the years, and I think right now, maybe it's not appropriate to name names, but I think of the Bible teacher here. What a man of God.
He is.
What a master of the scriptures, and what a heart he has for the students that they would know God and know his word.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
We are very blessed and have been through the years to have people who are not only academically intelligent, but have the godly character that only comes from a close walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, I've been with Maranatha. I'm beginning my 20th year with Maranatha. And through the years, I have just enjoyed being this place. I always say that it's a haven. And I don't mean a haven of rest, because we don't get a whole lot of rest. We're very busy.
As far as
but
I
it's
can
definitely
tell.
A haven.
Yeah.
And the staff is as encouraged as the students. We're more like a big family, because I will tell you, the students are loved, they're nurtured, they're cared for as well as being taught. Hmm. And we minister to every aspect of their lives. And I think that's part of the reason why they're comfortable enough mm-hmm. that the learning process takes place very easily. Hmm. And if they have a problem, they're very willing to come in and just bare their hearts and let us pray with them. You know, we don't have all the answers because some of the kids in our school have very complex lives. Mm-hmm. And it's heartbreaking sometimes. But to know that they have a haven to mm-hmm. come to where they can not only learn what they need to right. build a successful future, but also to be loved and cared for and mm-hmm. nurtured, I think that's what makes the difference for mm-hmm. our kids.
And this past year, there's not only the academics and the curriculum, but all the extracurricular activity, which is extraordinary. But for example, the school showed the movie Facing the Giants mm-hmm. and the kids with tears strolling down their
exactly.
cheeks, taking that opportunity to commit their lives, maybe for the first time for some, for others to recommit their lives to Jesus Christ in front of their peers, in front of the faculty, their teachers, so that this isn't just a place to learn how to read, do math, although, boy, do they learn how to read really well
That's
at
true.
Maranatha Christian Center. They learn their academics, but it's a place that helps them to build a strong life, body, soul, and spirit.
And that's what our ultimate goal is, not only to teach them academics, but to give them the tools that they can use to be successful in every area of their lives, not mm-hmm. just academically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're a very patriotic school. We love our country. Not that we agree with everything the government does.
Oh, no,
but,
there's a lot of sadness out
we
there.
We love our country.
But we love the country, we love our God, and we
exactly.
build our families and our churches.
That's right. And the that's
we
very
We don't tear
evident.
All that down.
That's right.
The public schools, they tear down your faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
They tear down marriage. They don't even think it needs to be between a man and a woman.
I know.
They say it's okay to kill your unborn child. And Maranatha has the courage. And they're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they stay openly. This is what we believe because this is what God's word says.
And that starts at the founders of the school, the two families that found the school, and it filters right down through everyone that's here.
And that is the Millers and the Truesdales.
That's right.
And Pastor Don Miller, mm-hmm. his wife Yvonne, Scott, and Cheryl Truesdale. And you know what I think is beautiful about that? Some Christian schools, they're run by a church, and the church will hire an administrator, and the board directs the school activities, mm-hmm. and that's fine, but it's different when it's a family. Like you said, the staff is a family. The kids are viewed, this is our responsibility. Mm-hmm. And in God's word, you know, God often dealt with through families. He didn't set up committees.
That's right.
He didn't say, let's set up a committee. He dealt with families and the heritage that's there and the commitment. I don't think a school could be run like this for as low a fee is charged per student and have such a gorgeous facility, fabulous quality education, care for the kids in any other setting.
Well, you mentioned the fact that we were hit pretty hard by that storm last night.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning when I came in, and I was here at 7, Pastor and Mrs. Miller and Mr. and Mrs. Truesdale were already out on the grounds cleaning, and they've been working mm-hmm. all day long mm-hmm. just to clean and get the property back in a workable condition.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way they are with everything. They lead the way by example.
Right.
That's exactly
there's an
right.
ownership. Even if I could say my own mother, Connie Sharon, she came into the studio, saw what happened, went home, changed her clothes, and out there working.
That's right.
So it is a family commitment to the Lord and to this ministry to young people.
Well, and I got on the phone and called our student council members, and the ones that could, that were in town, dropped everything and came over and started. So mm-hmm. the spirit of service is instilled in all of our students. We do community service projects every year.
Mm-hmm.
Our students go down to Samaritan's Purse and work at the warehouse every year. They do many different things mm-hmm. that minister to the community.
And Maranatha is respected in the community, the local city officials, the police department, the respect and love and concern shown just by the police to mm-hmm. the property and the staff here. And also, for example, an Eagle Scout just had his Eagle Court of Honor, and they did a project here on the Maranatha property
yes, sir.
For the benefit of the students here at Maranatha. So there's a lot of love.
And the young Marines meet here regularly and do projects for the school. So, mm-hmm. yes, that's very true. And
now,
we try to instill that spirit of service in all of our students.
Now, I've gone recently to the University of Denver, DU.
Mm-hmm.
I was so discouraged. I was reading their newspaper, and it said the number one course on campus is remedial English. And I was thinking, you know, this is such a tragedy because this is their mother tongue. These people grow up
That's right.
speaking English, reading English, hearing English. We're not talking about Greek or Latin. We're talking about English, and they need to take courses. It's the number one course, remedial English. And I dare say when students graduate Maranatha and go on to college, they're not taking remedial English courses.
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, most of the students that graduate could teach college-level English with the knowledge that they get.
Mm.
In most public schools, they stop teaching formal grammatical English at about the fifth grade.
Mm.
I don't think that's true of every school
right.
district, but it is in many. And so beyond fifth grade, they get no grammar training at all. In fact, yesterday I was talking with our accounting teacher who just finished taking a graduate course, and I believe it was at DU. And she was sharing with me that it was so sad because there were graduate students that could not write a coherent paragraph.
Could not write.
Yeah.
In fact, I interviewed a teacher, an English teacher, who had written a book. He was an English teacher for so many years. He went through, got his teaching degree. Mm-hmm. He could not read.
Oh, wow.
It's not that he read poorly. He could not read.
He was illiterate.
And he just kept, he was passed on year after year into college, through college, and he was hired as an English teacher. And it's the English teacher who could not read.
Right. That's all too sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was listening to the radio the other day on the way to school, and I was shocked. And I don't know why I was shocked. Mm. I shouldn't have been.
We get used to it.
But I got I was appalled at the fact that, and it was a K-Love that I was listening to.
Christian radio.
The Christian radio station. And they reported that 49% of the DPS, Denver Public School students who enter ninth grade, only 49% will graduate 4 years later.
So more than 50% drop out.
Right. And I thought to myself, what about those 51 kids out of every 100 who don't? Where are they going? What are they doing? And sadly, those are the kids who are headed off to prison.
Many of them, their lives are failing.
They
we've got 2 million people in prison at any given moment in
right,
this country.
Right.
And so I remember the Denver Public Schools 10 years ago saying they had a goal that within 10 years they were going to have a 100% graduation rate. And I remember thinking, they don't even know right from wrong. There's no way they could accomplish these goals. These are make-believe.
Mm-hmm.
But here at Maranatha Christian Center, for example, the founders had a vision to build a student center. It was just a vision. I remember seeing it a couple of years ago on paper, drawings,
architectural
drawings.
And we're sitting in it right now, aren't we?
We're sitting in it right now,
yeah.
And it is a gorgeous, gorgeous student center.
It really is. And the kids are just enjoying it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that same report, they said that within 2 years, their desire was to have that percentage up to 51%. And then within a decade, to have it to 60%. And I just kept thinking, all of those kids, they're just falling by the wayside.
And right. And since they put out that goal 10 years ago, they haven't improved. It's deteriorating.
No.
The system is deteriorating because it's not built on the fear of the Lord.
Well, there's no foundation.
There's no foundation.
None at all.
It's a great tragedy. Now, we've talked about the academics, and the academics at Maranatha are tremendous,
mm-hmm.
and we know we've seen it firsthand for many years.
Yeah.
But when let me tell you my first recollection of Maranatha Christian Center, when I came on the campus to wonder, you know, here's my son Josiah, he's whatever, 7 years old, and I wonder if I could put him in for a year. And a teenage student met me at the front door, mm-hmm. just happened to be passing through, and he opened the door for me, and he said, hello, how are you? And I was stunned because I'd gone to public school, high school. I'd worked in a public school, not mm-hmm. as a staffer. I couldn't believe this is a teenage guy, maybe 15, 16 years old, being respectful, polite, mm-hmm. thoughtful to me, an adult and a stranger. It was just so heartwarming to see that.
Well, and that's taught by example because the kids are treated with respect here. Mm. You know, we teach them to be respectful, but we also treat the students with respect. Mm. And so that propagates respect, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful thing. It is. We've got wonderful students. We really do.
And respect doesn't mean like at the public school, oh, you're pregnant? We'll bring you to Planned Parenthood, have an abortion. We won't tell your parents. Mm. That's the tragedy of the public schools. That's where young girls are headed in the public schools. And so we at Bob and Yurt Live for all these years, 18 years, 5 days a week on the air, we urge people, please make sure your child gets a Christian education. Don't give your child a godless education. That's what the public schools offer. So now academics are so great. Extracurricular activity. Maranatha has sports.
We do. We have a very active sports program. In fact, it's kind of comical because the athletic director and I go back and forth, and I'll say, no, you can't take him out of class, but we need to leave.
Yeah.
And it's fun, right. But we work together.
What a football field you guys have.
We have a football field. We're praying for a baseball diamond, mm-hmm. and we've got a batting cage. So we do baseball, football. We have 8 basketball teams, 4 mm-hmm. girls and 4 boys.
Beautiful basketball court.
We have volleyball. We have golf. Mm. The boys and the girls are very busy, and our sports go all the way down to junior high. So,
and you have an entire sports program.
We do.
That's just extraordinary.
Yeah.
And my wife Cheryl and I and the boys will come to the football games,
even though
we don't have kids on the team, because they're so much fun.
They are fun, and the parents get involved, and you know, it's just it's a family atmosphere where you can enjoy every aspect.
Yeah. And then music and art.
We do have music all the way down from preschool all the way up. Our art program is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The artist who teaches these kids, mm-hmm. I am just beside myself. People come to visit the Bob and Yurt Live radio studio. We bring them to the art room to see the art.
It's right across the hall.
Yeah. And I said, how is it that you get these kids that are so talented in your classes? And he said, no, every child could learn how to draw. And he teaches them mm-hmm. fine art.
Right. He does. We have kids that he starts with simple drawing, and then they evolve to oil painting, watercolor, mm-hmm. sculpting, stippling, woodwork, leatherwork. Mm-hmm. So he helps them find their bend, mm-hmm. just like the scripture tells us to do. You train up a child in the way she should go, and he will direct their path. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does.
Wow.
He directs them into the talent and ability that God has given them.
And so that's music and art.
Mm-hmm.
This school has been a ministry serving the Lord and these kids for so long. It's such a well-rounded program. Mm-hmm. As the kids get older, let's say they're interested in video production.
We actually have a media class where they're taught video production and audio.
Mm-hmm.
They learn commercials, they learn videography and all of
that. And the instructor is not just some dad who likes to dabble. He's got a degree.
He does.
In videography, mm-hmm. and he's a pro, and he's worked for the Denver TV stations,
mm-hmm.
and he's committed to the Lord and ministry. He uses his talents to reach the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he's teaching these young kids how to be Christians, making an impact. Whether it's on a website or a family anniversary video you're making for mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
or a TV show, these tools are valuable.
And then we do a play every year. This last year we did Arsenic and Old Lace, and the senior class put it on, and it mm-hmm. was a tremendous mm-hmm. time. Again, it was a family evening, and the senior class just was unbelievable. And they did every aspect. They did the design of the set. They built the set. They directed everything. And to see the talent that was just available was just unbelievable.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was because those kids had just matured up to where they were ready to do that.
And then we only have another minute left. The Bible classes, that's what I'm really excited about. Well, mm-hmm. science, because we learn about God's creation, and the Bible courses, and these kids learn God's word.
They do.
Right from the beginning through to 12th grade.
Right. From sixth. Now, Bible is in every aspect of every class.
Right.
Doesn't matter what age level. But from 6th through 12th grade, if they stay in our school from those grades, they will learn every book of the Bible, an overview of every book of the Bible, before they graduate. Mm. So they get an unbelievable overview of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. So if there's somebody in the Denver area that's interested in Maranatha Christian Center, what's the phone number?
303-431-5653.
303-431-5653. And the website couldn't be more simple, maranathachristiancenter.org.
That's right.
maranathachristiancenter.org. And it's in Arvada at 72nd and Oak.
Right. Right on the corner.
Wow.
18 acres. Beautiful.
So
come and see us.
Come and see us.
You'll be sold if you come.
Would you be willing to give a tour to somebody who wants to come and check it
Absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. In fact, there's several of us. Mrs. Truesdale is a master at doing that, mm-hmm. and she can show you the campus and answer any questions that you can have about any area.
Mm-hmm. And these people, when you mention names, the people I'm thinking about on the faculty, these are some of, personally for me and my wife Cheryl, these are some of our dearest friends mm-hmm. in the world. And we know of their faithfulness to God for decades.
That's true.
And that is encouraging.
They have stood the test of time.
They really have mm-hmm. at Maranatha Christian Center. So, Pat Loser, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed every minute.
And being in studio is a joy for me to have Pat here. She's been a blessing to this school for so very long. So I want to repeat some of that information. The website is maranathachristiancenter.org. And if you're wondering about the term Maranatha, that's an old Christian term, Maranatha, M-A-R-A-N-A-T-H-A. Come, Lord Jesus. Come soon, Lord Jesus. MaranathaChristianCenter.org, 303-431-5653. It's in Arvada, Colorado at 72nd and Oak. Now, I know this program is listened to even over the air by people in Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Wyoming. And so we're a bit too far for you guys to come to Maranatha, but please consider homeschooling, mm-hmm. Christian education.
And we actually have a homeschool division.
A homeschool division here mm-hmm. at Maranatha Christian Center. But public schools, please ask God for the courage and the wisdom to take your kids out of any education system that would be godless. A godless education system is not something the Lord will bless. Godlessness, he doesn't bless, he doesn't encourage us to put our kids in a godless education system. But Christ-centered education is what every one of our children needs. So if you're in the Denver area, please consider contacting Maranatha, 303-431-5653, maranathachristiancenter.org. And you've been listening to Bob and Yurt Live. Of course, our website is KGov, KGOV.com. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYURT. 1-800-836-9278. Maranatha has been announced on this show going back 18 years, I think. So we love the folks at Maranatha. May God bless you.